definitely caught you on cameras, Chuckles.
Yeah.
I was really proud of that that picture, by the way.
It really turned out.
You know what happened is I was at work, and I was in the middle of a meeting. No, I'm just kidding. I had a Google Ads meeting today.
I didn't even put it together that it was like him.
Not only that, he's wearing the same hat.
I'm wearing the same hat.
Party goes down in flames. Man experiences extreme testicle trauma. After being unable to find the statue before their time limit, the crew produced a genius plot. While Captain Clyde distracted the audience with a tale of fishy fornication, oh, that's nice, Chuckles stole the statue from its case. They tried to make a quick exit, but were stopped by Watt, who had the real lion. Chuckles, triggered into reliving a junior high flashback, punched the offending man in the family jewels, sending him to the ground and letting our crew continue with their plan. But the junk boys weren't the only ones serving deception. Lady Amoria drew a gun on the partygoers and threatened to set off a bomb if she wasn't giving the lion. Squish and Chuckles opened the case and gave her the fake, and the party dispersed in a panic. As our crew narrowly escaped, the house exploded into a fireball. So now what? The boys have the statue, but will that be enough to satisfy Baz? Watt is on the lookout for a farting, nut-punching man who nearly got him killed. How many more enemies can our crew make? And that's a good question.
So many.
Like I said, I think it's more of a how many more things can we explode?
I mean, we've already exploded a boat and a man.
To be fair, the boat
and a man.
The boat didn't explode. It did get a hole punched through it, and then it sunk. So I mean,
well, something exploded inside the boat, presumably.
That's true.
There was an explosion somewhere.
Those goddamn rutabagas. Their explosive nature.
I forgot all about the rutabagas.
No, you didn't.
No, you forgot what a rutabaga was. That's different.
He ain't lying.
Can't make whiskey out of it, so he didn't care.
Says who?
I mean, I guess, I assume you can't make whiskey out of it.
You've never been in jail, my friend.
Have you ever eaten a rutabaga?
Have you ever? Not raw.
Did it taste like whiskey?
Yes, but that's also because it was soaked in whiskey.
I guess it'd be like a vodka, right? Like made with potato?
Yeah.
Or gin or whatever gin's made out of.
Okay.
The real question is,
if that's true, then what the fuck did we give that guy with the onion juice?
He was pretty drunk afterwards.
It was an onion whiskey cocktail.
Yeah.
And he was very drunk, and we got him tossed out of that party.
Then who the hell did I hit?
Goddamn diabetes.
Well, yeah, so you guys ran home, I'm guessing. We've got some items prizes? To dole out.
Yeah. Prizes.
Y'all got some prizes. All right. So
I can't believe you're about to reward us for that.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of,
I don't think previous Game Masters would have.
No. Previous Game Masters would have sent you right to jail with the rapists.
Speaking of, somebody wants to talk to you.
Oh, boy. God. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
is sitting there as you guys stand, presumably in what you were wearing before, which is now smoke-covered clothing.
This is my fancy shirt.
Your denim tuxedo, a long double-sized frock coat that the captain is wearing, right? Were you wearing that, Chuckles? Who was the head?
I was, yeah. So presumably the pirate's wearing nothing.
Yeah, he's just wearing his normal frock coat. And Baz, well, he's not too happy. He's, so you want to explain yourselves there? What happened?
Do we have to?
Mission succeeded.
Rousing success.
Did you see this? And he pulls out a picture of the newspaper, and it's like the early evening or, you know, first morning early express. And he goes, you're on the front cover. How?
I look pretty good. I look cool as hell in that picture.
They caught you. They caught you in photography. I was going to say camera.
We're going to have to frame that. You got an extra copy?
Hey, go to the newsstand. It's everywhere. It's literally the hottest thing right now. It just came off the press. Feel it. And he hands it to you, and it is slightly warm.
I put it in my pocket.
Now, the question is, did we succeed in our goal of swapping out this statue?
You're right. And Baz goes into his pocket, and he pulls out 4 coin, and he puts it on the desk, and he goes, but I think there were some caveats around this. For example, you weren't supposed to be seen doing it. That's definitely one of them.
I'm sure we agree to that.
No one saw us do it.
Okay, well, they're definitely... The house was blown up.
Yeah, that wasn't our fault.
It was gonna do that anyway.
We don't have an explosions expert on this team. Who do you think will set that up?
No,
the onion guy or the chef?
I'm actually
the captain.
Shut up.
I actually am an explosions expert.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
No.
Yeah, all you're good at doing is farting. That's the only explosions you do.
Yeah, well, that got us out of a jam, didn't it?
I'm trying to get us out of a jam. Shut the fuck up.
One of the coins, and he sticks it back in his pocket. And uh-oh. The deal is that you switched the lions and that you embarrassed the red sashes by calling it a fake. I don't think that happened. I think people were too busy running out of that house to realize what anything was.
No. It happened. We switched the lions, and I called it out as a fake. We filled those two necessities.
I'm not sure they believed you, though.
Doesn't matter. I called it out as a fake.
It was definitely to make them believe it.
Also, we were trying to humiliate that guy, right? And now he's got no home.
And now he's homeless.
It's the ultimate humiliation. Believe me, I live in one, might say.
He's never going to have an heir.
We're living better than him right now.
Technically true. Also, yes, as Squish said, probably not procreating anytime soon.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of wealth in that house, but you know how, like, the wealthy work, right? It's all in accounts and everything. I'm sure he'll find some place to land on his feet. And, well, you did punch him in the nuts. And Pat starts laughing a little bit. Everyone's heard about it. Are you kidding me? Someone's out there shouting, he's got that look in his eye. You don't think people looked?
I pull out the paper and I switch to page 2 and go, yeah, it's right there.
My reputation.
I fold it back up and put it in my pocket.
Oh, man. Listen, I just got rid of the reputation from middle school for nut punching.
And the first thing you do is punch a nut?
I shouldn't be giving you anything, but here, you can have a coin each for that display that you call work, I suppose.
Why did you take one away?
Because you blew up the house.
No,
I don't think.
No, we did not.
The house blew up.
Every time something gets blown up, it's not us.
You got a reputation for blowing up houses, and now all of this has brought way too much attention onto me. If you heard what happened to Turnswallow?
I assume he died in the explosion.
Or horribly disfigured, I hope.
Even worse, the police caught him.
Was he talking?
What was he doing bad?
What was he doing bad? He was drunk, stumbling around, screaming, it's a fake, while the house was burning, was up in smoke. I mean, they just thought he was a crazy person, but they took him downtown, boys.
I mean, that's like 3 out of my 7 days a week.
Yeah, well, you ought to thank the maker that you're not arrested then.
Do you see why you're getting 3 and not 4?
No.
Well,
what a surprise.
3, not 4.
No.
So you guys each get a coin, unless you want to stash them, but or you're getting 3 coin each, 1 coin each.
I think I think I want to stash one of mine because I think my pockets are full.
Okay. Oh, that must be a nice problem to have.
It is. Not all of us ate our payment from the last job.
Do I regret it? No.
You should.
It was very good.
All right, you got one coin in your till. Squish, Chuckles, you keeping yours? You throwing it in with the rest of the groups?
What is it?
You can either keep a coin on you, or you can throw it into the group fund.
Why would I share it when I could keep it for myself?
Well, and then keep it for yourself.
All right, I will then.
Biggest Captain.
I kept what are we spending it on anyway? Oh, I'm putting it up my pocket.
All right.
I already put it in.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well,
I also stole the newspaper.
No. I already have the newspaper in my pocket.
Oh yeah, you did.
Those things are like five. They're like it's nothing. I mean, honestly, you can keep it. In other news, that was fucking cool, though, right? I mean, Bass starts laughing. He's not so angry right now. Can't believe you did that. Do you understand the reputation now you have? Like, you're not just this crazy group of oddballs and misfits and smelling, onion-smelling, drunk pirate, red-skin demon gang.
Plus house exploders.
I feel like you're talking down to us right now. I don't appreciate it.
You guys.
We just blew up a house.
We did not blow up the house.
He doesn't know that. We could blow this house up right now if we wanted to. So I'd watch that thing you say.
I would watch the last thing you said.
Listen, boys, all I'm trying to say is your reputation's gone up. Really, and both, well, not necessarily my eyes, but all definitely
right,
some
gone
people.
Up sky high. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he's got 4 rep.
Wait, is that good?
Yeah.
How much heat do we have?
What?
How much heat do we have?
Oh, you have a lot. So according to the book, 4 is considered probably appropriate for your level of destruction that you caused. I think 6 is like for a full assassination attempt. I wouldn't say you did that bad. But you guys definitely didn't. This was not a sneaky, clean, quiet job.
I will argue, we did not blow up the house.
But nobody thinks we blew up the house. Doesn't matter what actually happened. And we're not going to go to court for this.
I don't know if that's cool or not. I'm on the fence.
It was very cool.
All right, yeah. We'll take it then.
We don't have a choice.
People are not going to mess with us, or else they'll know we'll blow up their house, you know?
Yes.
Plus, you get a +1 heat since you did destroy, you know, a rich man's house, too. It wasn't just anyone's house.
We'll either blow your house up or blow your nuts up, but something's getting blown up.
Did you just say you're going to blow their nuts?
I said they're going to blow their nuts up. Don't forget the up. It's very important.
Oh, man.
Plus that, you guys get a crew upgrade, so you got 6 points, 2 for your score, 2 for the way that you did it, and 2 for really bolstering your reputation. Everyone knows who you are now.
Oh, so we're famous.
You are. And that means your crew went up a level. Yay, you guys can do an upgrade.
What does that mean? Can we put an addition on to the junk for
I don't think we never did one, did we?
Maybe central air.
You did. Hold on. I've got
of course, in the fantasy world, you're in the central air.
Fantasy, yeah.
There's a giant hole in the ground.
Yeah. How about like a removable flap? A trap door for pooping.
What is our crew again?
Your crew's a shadow?
Shadow.
Oh. Well. I thought you were talking about our name, because now it says the Nut Hunting Brigade, which I never agreed to.
Oh, mine still says the Junk Boys.
Oh, on the outside it does, but on the inside it says than a hunting brigade.
Oh, yeah, here, let me change that.
Oh, I can't see it.
Now with the house blasters.
Oh, here's our crew sheet. The house blasters.
I think just blasters might work.
Well, like we gotta blow up more than one thing.
Yeah, like that's true. Like a boat.
And a man. We blew up a man, remember?
He didn't die.
No, there was a guy that died, and he came to haunt us, and then we sent him away somehow. I don't remember how. I think we
gave
him
a couple of
bucks. Yeah.
So you guys can upgrade either your lair if you want to add something or make it, you know, a little bit more secure. You can upgrade like a level, like everyone can just get one upgrade to thumb skill.
Can we add turrets?
A turret?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, unfortunately, I don't think a turret is a is an option. There, you could do a workshop.
No, he didn't say turret. He said turlet.
Turlet.
The turlet.
We What's the hole for?
It's for getting into and out of. We're not supposed to be pooping in it. You promised me.
We're not supposed to, though.
So think about that for a second, because in the meantime, you all got your own XP, too.
Okay.
So Brandon and Andy both got, or I'm sorry, Captain and Squish, you both got +3 XP that you can use on whatever you want. You can either get another skill or give yourself another ability point. Chuckles, you get +4 because I gotta be honest, nut punching was not on my things that were going to happen list, and you succeeded swimmingly.
I would not encourage me to do things like that.
Well, you got yourself an extra XP point, so have fun with that.
I'm just gonna waste it.
Can I add to my command? How do I?
Yes.
How do, so if it's all, is that one XP or three or was?
So you, so are you looking at your sheet?
Yeah.
You see where it says abilities?
Oh, abilities. No.
That's your XP. So you add one, two, and then you would gear it out and give yourself one more.
Oh, you just do it?
Yeah, I just did it for you.
Okay. Then what, how's that adding to my command?
And then you just give yourself +1 command right there. So you see how I added the command? You had one, now it's two.
So what do I get then? If he gets a +1 command.
Because he just upgraded his XP. So you should have... I think you already upgraded.
I did upgrade, yeah.
XP. Then you can do whatever you want. You can do an extra like ability point. If you want to just add like an extra special ability, you want to pick one from your character sheet, you can do that.
Okay, so it's just one to spend somewhere.
It's just one suspend, one special ability or one like ability point. And a tiger, obviously, or captain. Chuckles,
I used all three of mine, right?
So it's just XP adds up, and then once you fill up that bar, that's when you get the extra ability points. Like you went up a level.
Okay, yeah, you don't get three, you just get one.
I see.
Yeah. You got 3 XP and that you went up a level, so you get the 1.
Which one? Oh, abilities, I see.
Wait, do I have a hunting pet?
A pet? Not yeah, yet. The monkey.
Yeah, I was going to make Didi my pet.
I think that was the plan all along.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all about the friends we made along the way.
All right. Well, then I'm not going to spend one. I'm going to save it up.
All right.
Because I want to make Dee Dee a ghost hunter.
Okay. All right. All good?
Yes.
All You good, Tiger?
Okay. I can spend it either on a point of any of these abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I spend it on a special ability?
Yes. Okay. You can do one or the other. You just can't do
both. One or the other. I just can't do both. Okay. And I think I'm looking at the right spot with the point, so I get 4, which would fill it up all the way.
Right. Right?
And then the other two roll over for later, right?
Yes. So okay. You like fill up that level and then you start building up the next one.
All right. I would like to spend it on another tinker, so then I'd be maxed out at 4.
Okay.
And you're saying I'm not an explosions expert?
You can be. Do you want to be?
Is there a different person that is the explosion expert?
No, I definitely think it would be Tinker.
Okay.
No, I was just saying that you weren't to throw Baz off. To make
right,
think
but
we didn't blow the house up.
Right, but I was being dumb and also prideful.
Oh.
Sounds like
Pride cometh before the dumb fall.
Exactly. I also want a lab. Can we get a lab?
Well, like a Labrador?
No, not a dog? Labrador. How the hell are we going to get a dog up here? Now, the monkey makes sense.
We got an ape?
Yeah, he climbs trees.
To get a workshop, right. You would need to your crew upgrade, the one you haven't decided yet, you'd have to use that on a workshop.
May I posit we get a workshop?
Why?
For me to build things for us.
Like?
I don't know, things to blast nuts? I don't know. I don't know yet, but we could build stuff.
You build your walkie-talkies in there.
We could build our walkie-talkies in there. I could build purpose-built tools. I guess I can't think of any that we could have used, but that's, you know, we could figure it out probably.
How much does that cost?
It'd be one upgrade, right?
One crew upgrade.
Which we have one available. Come on.
I was going to suggest a pole down the hole, you know, like Batman, but if you want to put, that's fine. I'm good with
that. That pole is going to get shitty.
You mean the pole? Yeah.
Yeah, the pole is going to be very shitty.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
All right, then Labrador.
No, not Labrador. Laboratory.
All right, I guess we can get a laboratory.
Yes. Yeah, right, I'm going to make you guys so happy. You're not going to regret this.
You better punch some fucking nuts for this.
You better lab us up a fucking toilet and some walkie-talkies. Because I can't steal any more carpet from that place.
Yeah, well, they're not going to let you back in. And I don't think that Watt is ever going to stop choking on his nuts.
I did leave carpet
this
there.
This surgery is successful. Maybe he will.
That carpet blew up. It is no longer viable.
Yeah, it's burnt. You can't get rid of fire damage.
Yeah. It keeps ants away, but it looks terrible.
Smells bad, too. Ruins the resale value.
Does it, though?
So yes. What does the laboratory give us?
Gives us the ability to make cool stuff.
So here it says. It has tools for tinkering and alchemy, library of books, documents, and even maps. You may accomplish long-term projects with these assets without leaving your lair. Also, in general, I think if you were to create something, it'd give you a +1 proficiency since you've had time to make it in your own special area without having to, you know. I don't know how that works. Do you have to buy time in a lab? I don't know.
Not in our lab. I just thought of what I wanted to make. I want to make one of those guns from the cartoons that shoots the boxing glove. And I want to use it.
What are you going to use it for?
He's going to become a vigilante.
Vigilante.
Yes. He's the nut hunter.
The ball blaster.
I'm the nut hunter.
Yeah. Just
There's got to be a better name.
There's got to be a better way.
You've got to get over this. You've got an addiction.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
Well, that says, well, boys, as always, been a pleasure.
We're doing this in front of Baz?
He's just been listening to you talk about a lab the whole time.
Talk about lab and shitty polls.
Isn't he the one who gave you the warehouse or the
junk fort? Yeah.
The junk fort.
He did. Yeah. He most certainly did.
Where did he get a junk fort for? Now these are the real questions we should be asking.
Don't ask me about my business, boys. And he throws you out.
I think that's exactly what he said when I asked him the first time.
Maybe what I do with the junk fort is none of my business. It's not my business anymore. I gave it to you. Though you keep acting this way, I'm going to take it back.
Did you sign the deed over?
So, I feel like something's up with this junk fort. I feel like this. It's either you know, cursed or...
Right, we got to look for bugs.
Like ants?
But you have plenty of those.
No, not ants. I know we have those. Dee Dee eats them all, so it works out, because we don't have to feed her then.
He does smoke a lot of cigarettes.
He does. He probably keeps away a lot of bugs with just the sheer smoke.
And he keeps the pounds off.
Because God, that ape is so cool. His
appetite.
All right. Well, you guys are free to start any downtime activities. Anybody want to go first? Anything they got, want to do, accomplish, stress they want to relieve, vices they want to partake in? Long-term projects.
I would like to try to knock down some time on the walkie-talkies.
Okay.
In the lab? In my lab?
In the lab. Our lab. Laboratory. We agreed it was mine. No, we did not.
All right. Well, yeah, three sections left. So I think you stole the... like the diagram on how to do it, you know, you stole the pieces on how to do it. So yeah, it's just up to actually making it.
All right.
So yeah, if Chuckles, if you want to roll that plus one for your
squish.
Well, squish, yeah. Okay. Are you making them, or is Chuckles making them?
Well,
I think I should be making them, but you should be making them. I don't want to shoulder. Eat up.
And I don't want to eat up one of your downtime activities if you have stuff planned.
It can be a group activity where it only counts towards you, Squish, since you're the leading the activity. Yeah, but if it goes badly, it's going to go badly for you.
I just imagine you're over my shoulder the entire time telling me what to do. It's very annoying.
No, I want it this way. I want a flip switch, not a button.
A button.
Oh, did you upgrade my... Tinker in here already?
I did not. Did you? Okay. I can do it though.
Nope. I did. Just did it.
Okay. Yeah. So you can throw your tinker, and then you get plus one for using your fancy new laboratory.
Nice. It's gonna be so many dice.
How is this laboratory attached to the junk fort? By the way, that's what I'm curious about.
Wow. Oh, very precariously. It's just there's a couple of railroad ties that stick out the side, and it's just hanging. It's not in the wind because there's tin around it, but it definitely has a sign. No, not a sign. It's not a door. It's one of those like the beads, like in that 70s show, and it says keep out.
Is there at least a table in there?
Yeah, there's a table inside.
Let's go to your table to eat dinner.
And a vice.
Why would you need advice?
Who knows, but they always have them in labs.
I mean, like a thing to hold on to things, Brandon, not like a vice like drinking.
Oh, I thought that was, he was just getting... Oh.
Arr.
Well, I was wondering why you wanted to install a vice.
You have booze in here?
I heard there were vices in here. Where's the booze?
Are you looking at naked ladies in there?
You sissy.
All right. So partial success. So you managed to complete the walkie-talkies. However, you only had enough parts to make two of them, which is kind of hard for a three-man crew.
Oh, there's going to be no... No.
It looks like Captain's not going to talk to anyone.
This is... Yep, this is not going to cause a fight ever.
I'm definitely taking one.
I'm sorry, my camera went out for a second. What happened?
We may finish the walkie-talkies, but there's only two of them.
Oh. I don't want any of that technology stuff. I'll just, you know, send a carrier pigeon.
Or a message in a bottle? I assume you have plenty of bottles.
Oh, yes, I've got plenty of bottles and plenty of messages. Here's a message. Fuck you, Squish! I'm just kidding, bud. You're a good guy.
You're all right.
You're all right.
I'm so glad he's not going to be able to say any of this when I'm far away. Or I'm not going to be able to hear him say it.
Unless I pickpocket one of you.
Testing. Testing. Is this thing on? Testing.
You forgot to say over.
Over.
Over what? Over.
Squish. Squish. This is Chuckles. Hello. Over. Come in.
Chuckles?
Over. Chuckles. Your best friend. Hello.
Oh, hey. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Ha.
Over.
Yeah, what about it? Over.
You don't have a car. Over, and then I hang up.
Oh. That was mean.
All right. Well, congrats. You have walkie-talkies now. I think that will be useful considering you guys like to split up and search for clues, just like the Scooby-Doo gang.
How dare you?
Scooby-Doo Mystery.
Mystery Inc.
Mystery Incorporated. Do you think they had an LLC, or were they really incorporated?
Velma's pretty smart. Daphne's got the money.
And that's true. The face. It's all coming together now.
Oh my god, these kids were geniuses.
Now all they need is a stoner. And his dog.
Well, wouldn't you know it.
And that's how they get the show.
All right, Captain, you got a downtime? You got something you got to do?
I am going to a bar.
All right.
I'm going to relieve some stress.
The downtrodden toad?
The downtrodden toad.
Anyone else going with him?
Who's coming with? Kevin boy! You're coming with. And I grab you by the back of your scruff and start carrying you with.
Okay, that's fine. You can carry me, but I'm not the Kevin boy. That was a ruse.
You're my Kevin boy. You're a great Kevin boy, the best one I've ever had.
Are you drunk already? We're not even there yet.
You blew up a house.
Allegedly.
The newspaper. I read it in the newspaper. Do you see that?
Allegedly.
I didn't even know you could do that.
You know, Squish was not going to join, but as those two were walking away, I started hearing this conversation, and I decided to join.
As you walk into the downtrodden toad... Oh, hold on. What just happened?
Squish, you better not be rotating.
I didn't do it.
I am rotating. I'm just trying to... I zoomed in accidentally, and now I can't zoom out. Well, it doesn't matter. As you walk into the downtrodden toad, as soon as you open the door, everybody turns and they look at you and they all give you a cheer. Everyone yells. They're so happy to see you. And Rigby comes over and he says, "My boys, we read about the paper. We heard what you did. I mean, who else but you?" And he sits you on down and he offers you one free drink. Who's taking it?
I take it's all not three. One drink each. It's just one drink for the three of us.
Oh, it's gone.
No,
already.
It is one drink. You're right. You got me. It's one drink each.
Oh, okay. I'll take some holy water.
All right. Captain, what are you drinking?
Whiskey, extra sour.
Don, your good friend, Rigney.
Rigney, give me some whiskey. Make it sour. Right.
Chuckles.
Yeah,
anything for you?
Chuckles. Yes. What's good?
Oh, do you want to hear about our specials tonight?
Yeah, please.
It's whiskey and beer, just like every night.
All right, I'll have that.
Together?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Are you just going to add some onion to it? Make your own little cocktail again?
He comes out and gets you all the drinks. The holy water is in like a very nice, tall, clean glass. Captain, you just get a short, squat little glass of whiskey. Chuckles, you just get a shoe with some random dark liquid in it, and there's definitely an olive kind of floating on a toothpick
nice.
On top.
This is great. Do you have any jelly beans?
Alas, no jelly beans.
You guys remember that episode of Simpsons where they're in there with Yoko Ono, and Barney orders a beer, and she orders a man's hat with perfume with a plum floating in it. And then Mo just pulls it out.
A milk steak.
A milk steak. But that's like what I imagine yours looks like, except it's a shoe.
Yeah, except it's a shoe. It's a bum shoe, so it's got a hole in the toe.
And that's where you drink it out of.
You can.
You got to hold your thumb over it in the meantime.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, boys, take a drink. It's on me. Captain, you...
Sorry.
Captain, because you actually have your vice healed through drinking, you can go ahead and roll and see if you
cut
down on your vicing, on your stress.
What do I roll?
Anything.
Oh, shoot. I forgot. I think it's equal to the number of like points you have along the side. So it's like 2, I think. Hold on.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
None of this matters.
It don't matter. Your lowest attribute. So, yeah, yours just be 2.
Okay. So,
just roll 2.
I'm looking for the. Sorry, I don't remember where. I don't remember anything that happened. I can't put camera comments. There it is.
All right. You reduce 10 strip. Wait, is it 10? Do you add them?
I thought your advice was reading.
And drinking.
Just reading and drinking.
Oh, I didn't know you could have 2.
Do you want
just
2?
Like.
No.
Just like mine is cat food or animal food and whoring.
Yeah. Not anymore. You've been banned.
Oh, no. She died in the explosion.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You clear stress equal to your highest die result. So 6. You clear 6 stress, Captain.
Okay, cool.
He didn't overindulge again, did he?
He did not. Just by 1, though.
That's good.
You got it, Brandon?
I'm trying it. 3, 4, 5, 6. So I should only have 1 stress, right?
Yeah, if you had.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you're good. None of this matters. All right. Anything else you want to do here, Captain? You want to just drink?
I'm drinking, and I'm making merry with everybody around me. I'm trying to talk to people who are sitting next to me, and how's that going for me?
Oh, let's see. Fairly well. Everyone's excited to hear about your fish stories. That seems to be pretty exciting for everyone. Rigby's in the corner, kind of just, you know, nodding appreciatively. He does kind of sidle up to your table at one point, though, after you guys have been there for a while, and he's like, just so we're clear, you know, I think you boys are all great and all that. I have nothing against you, but you're not gonna blow up the tavern, are you?
Well, don't cross me.
Look, I know how it is. I've been in the business a very long time. Do you, you know, what is, we could come to an arrangement about.
Oh my God, are we going to get a VIG?
Protection? What?
Yeah, hopefully.
We're going to. Oh my God, we're shaking him down. I'm whispering to Squish. I think we're shaking him down.
He came up to us for us to shake him down.
This is amazing. I should have blew that house up years ago.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Two.
How
two,
about one free coffees for life?
No. What about like one coin a job?
Well, what job?
Whatever you think is fair. I just don't know if you noticed this. The junk fort, it's right above me. You guys are like, sometimes when I'm coming into work, things drop down on the below. I don't ask questions. I really don't. But neighbors. I saw that you got a lab up there now. I saw some smoke coming out of it from the other day, some sparks. And this
we made downtown talking. Road.
Weird.
I love you see smoke and sparks as soon as we have a lab.
How about this, Brigney? You pay all of our medical bills.
No questions asked.
Oh.
You can ask all the questions you want.
Well, I do have that very convenient sister in the back. She's a pretty decent healer.
The spinster.
She'll give it to you.
All right, as long as we don't blow this place up.
Within, yeah, that's kind of the idea. I mean, we're friends. We're friends, you guys.
You attract
all these patrons. Everyone's here wanting to hear your stories. Everyone saw you in the newspaper this morning. Everyone thinks you're just great. And it's been good for business. But I do worry. There's lots of sounds and smells coming on from up there. And I just, as a concerned citizen that lives right below you, I would just appreciate it if we just could come to some sort of arrangement in terms of blowing up and not, preferably not.
Yeah, no, Chuckles, you think that's a good deal?
To what? Now I can't play loud music in all hours of the day?
No, now we got free health care.
Weird. So we've got benefits.
Yeah. But we don't pay for them.
Wow, this is a fantasy.
Yes, exactly.
What is the socialist fantasy?
What it should be like.
This is the People's Republic of Canada.
This is how it has to be. You have to blow up people's place things, and then you can get health care. You blow up a house and a boat. And you
can go wrong.
You think that's a good idea, Jungles?
I don't know. Sure.
And? Oh, I'm looking at Rigney.
Wait, no. The bartender's name is Rigney?
Rigney, yeah.
I've been calling him Toad.
And unlimited onions.
Listen.
I mean, sure. I'm pretty sure the little one's been stealing them as it is.
No. Also, allegedly. You know, Squish, the onions will beget more onions. You just have to hold on to them for a little while.
Just trying to sweeten the pot for you.
That's a weird choice of fruit, then, if you're trying to sweeten the pot.
I mean, technically, it's a vegetable.
Is it, though?
Yes.
More on that later.
All right, fine. Free healthcare.
Sounds good.
Snacking onions.
One more round of drinks on the house for the, what are you called now? The Nut Hunting Brigade.
We haven't picked one yet.
The Ball Blasting Brigade.
The
Ball Blasting Brigade. Wow. Everyone cheers. Cheers wildly. But as they're cheering, there's someone who's a little disgruntled sitting in the corner, and he's staring at you, Captain. He's kind of got his eyes squinted.
It's his long-lost merman son.
You don't know that, all right? She was a real lady, and she had a lot of
birth
fishy
control.
Qualities. Fishy qualities. Just happened not to be that great of qualities. But why is this man mean mugging me? I give him a mean stink eye. And then I try to ignore him.
Kind of saunters up. Well, he's walking up to you, and he's not walking too straight. He might be a little drunk. And he kind of claps you on the back, and he goes, "So, Captain, what was it again? Clyde?
Adric FitzClyde. The ghost Adric pirate. FitzClyde.
The ghost pirate. That's right. That's right.
Never use his own name.
That story you told about you dating the Marlin.
It was a long time ago on the seas, the Thieves' Isles.
International waters.
International waters, things are legal. And she was not necessarily a fish, more of a woman that maybe might have looked like a fish. I called her a Marlin. She's my little Marlin.
That wouldn't have been on the island of Christos, was it?
Right.
Island of Christos, Marlena.
No.
Before he gives you a chance, he decks you right in the schnoz.
Ah! I go flying off my seat.
She was a good woman, Marlena was. A good woman. And you go around and you spoil her name calling her a fish.
She was a fish. She just sat there.
Oh, boy. That's not going to win him any friends.
You besmirch my good name. You tell everyone that my sister's a fish. Our family name. Do you know what people now call her?
Fishy?
You're right. And it's a terrible thing to call a lass.
Well,
I punch him in the gut.
Oh!
Well, he does not chuckles.
He does not see that coming, and he goes down, and he wraps his arm up. You know, he's kind of just sitting there. And Captain, how's your nose?
Oh, it's, bleeding. My own right, blood.
Good thing we got free health care now.
Yeah, you can go get that healed. You're definitely going to take one harm. Bruised nose.
One harm, bruised nose. My God. Along with my bruised ribs and mental shock.
And you're kind of sitting there, Captain, you know, trying to get your nose in order, and all the crowds kind of gathered around you. Somebody picks up, Rigney picks up the stranger, Marlena's sister, and he tosses him out the door, but not before he says, "You don't even look like yourself anymore."
He throws me out or throws Marlena's brother out?
Marlena's brother out. He shouts, "You don't even look like yourself anymore."
Oh boy.
To me?
To the world.
To the world, oh, okay.
Does that mean he's actually a fish?
Does that mean he thinks that... Does he think I'm actually a fish?
No, I think the person that he threw out doesn't look like themselves anymore.
Oh, he's a werefish.
What did they look like before?
I don't know. I've never seen the man.
Baffling.
What did she look like before?
I don't know. I've never met the girl.
Like before.
Rigney, what do I look like?
You know what, son? You look like a man. A man who knows what he's worth.
I think
please don't burn my house down, evil demon man.
I think he needs glasses, boys.
I should tinker him some glasses.
Should tinker me a nose job. Fuck, my nose hurts.
Yeah, well, you had that coming. You did sleep with his sister and then call her a fish. And then double down on the fact that you called her a fish, which was funny, but did get your nose broken.
Well, you can't tell stories about mer people without exaggerating the fishy parts of the story, you know? It's just part of being a pirate on the Great White Ocean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys want to take a quick break before another round of downtime activities?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go get another drink.
Me
too. I'm going to go get another nose.
I want to keep my money and give away absolutely nothing. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Merlina. Marlena? Wasn't the name of the fish?
No, it was just... Oh, I just heard Marlin.
Marlena, I love...
Yes.
I was that little boy, that little baby boy was me. Once I was a child and now I am a man. Fought the night man, something day man. Now I'm here to ask for your hand. So won't you marry me?
You know, the new season is pretty good.
Is it? I haven't watched it yet.
Well, you haven't watched the past three seasons.
No, but I did watch one newish one. So that was pretty cool.
Which one?
I don't know, probably three seasons ago. I think that I think the one where he was Mac comes out at the end and he does the ballerina dance.
Oh yeah, that one's pretty old.
Yeah.
Is that the one in prison?
Yeah. Yeah, where he goes to like tell his dad he's gay.
It's actually a pretty, that's actually a pretty poignant moment, isn't it? The episode, because it's like, isn't Frank like the only one who gets it?
Yeah, Frank.
Doesn't he
understand?
Cry?
Yeah, Frank understands the whole gay thing now.
Yeah, how progressive.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, for someone his age.
Danny DeVito.
So they're making a new Haunted Mansion movie. It's coming out, I think, this month. It has Danny DeVito, and it has Owen Wilson in it.
Oh, Andy's favorite.
Wow.
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 Wait, he's not eating cereal?
But he's eating out of a bowl.
I'm eating a s'more.
I was going to say, it looks like a s'more.
Yeah, it's a fantastic s'more.
We developed it. It's called Heatless S'mores. It's basically a graham cracker, marshmallow fluff, and then you take brownie bites and you smush them in your hands and then you put it on top.
You put it in your windshield for a couple days?
Yeah, you know, really heat it up. I tried making these cookies over the weekend. They were supposed to be like s'mores cookies. They were the sweetest, most richest thing I've ever eaten, besides like the actual rich.
Yeah, I have diabetes now.
Yeah, we definitely needed insulin. It was bad.
I punched my wife.
And then I found out I wasn't married. Who the hell did I hit? I stubbed my toe and took it out on the dog.
Is there a reference there I should get?
Oh, it's Wilford Brimley. Oh, but it's actually a Family Guy reference.
Yeah, it's when he has diabetes.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have that fake commercial.
Yeah, and I have diabetes. It causes me to be short with my wife.
Okay.
I suppose it's Chuckle's right. Turn now.
Yeah, Chuckles, what do you want to do?
Because I'm assuming I'm sitting in the middle, and I'm going to pat both Squish and Captain on the back and say, well, it's been great, lads, but I got to fly.
Where you got to go?
I got to go see an old friend.
Do you need any onions? I just negotiated for free onions.
Yeah, I know you guys are really taking the onion thing to an extreme that is quite embarrassing. I wish you would stop bringing it up.
I think he's got pearl onions.
Yeah, those are snacking onions.
Yeah.
Those are snacking onions. If
you want to put some in your pocket. There's like five taped to the inside.
They're taped, yeah, they're taped with electrical tape.
Are you sure you don't need company, Chuckles? Because let me tell you, this place is starting to piss me off.
Doesn't matter what I answer. I feel like you're going to do whatever you want to do anyway.
Well, that's not fair. I'm going to fall asleep now.
Oh, did I hurt his feelings?
He just passes out at the bar.
All right. Well, smell you later.
All right, Chuckles, where are you going?
I would like to, am I alone? I walk out, I look behind me and see if anyone's following.
I didn't follow.
Okay.
That he sees.
I'm definitely
going to follow him though.
All right. Well, don't make a scene. So I'm going to walk straight and then like duck into an alleyway. And what I would like to do is visit a brothel.
Okay.
There's the make walkie-talkies.
Make walkie-talkies. Is it full yet?
Actually.
It's done, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, is it all the way done?
Yeah. We got two, remember?
But we didn't get three.
We got two.
No, you got three. So... That just
I thought we only got. Oh, we got two walkie-talkies, but we finished the.
Right, you got two. Yeah, you got three segments of that pie. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant. I was like, you did it. You got your walkie-talkies. Actually, you know what? We're gonna go somewhere else. This is the
The red light district.
There I was go. Downtown.
This is Ratcatcher Road.
This is Ratcatcher Road. There you go. Yeah, so you kind of... Captain, get out of here. head out down Ratcatcher Road, and eventually you find a little brothel. You can tell it's a brothel because there are red shoes in the window, which is their kind of like you know, designation that this is a lady like of the night. And yeah, like Dorothy. And you you knock on the door.
Okay. Knock, knock, knock.
The sliding the half door opens into Dutch door, so half of it opens, and a very worn out woman, just very wrinkled and very tired looking, but you know, has makeup on, still looks pretty nice for being an old bag, answers, and she just kind of looks at you and just sighs, and she goes, yeah?
I would like to play this as there's somebody there that is, you know, I've visited multiple times through my life, was like somewhat regularly, like when I needed like a real friend where I could be really vulnerable.
So she just knows that you've been here a few times. She recognizes you.
And she says, oh, Charles Xander. They call me by my full name here.
Charles Xander. Back again?
It's been a rough couple of days, Martha.
Well, there,
you are Martha. Lang's not good in here.
You know what? I can always be Martha if you need me to be. But yeah, Martha, that works. Okay.
Is this her, or is she going to take me to my lady?
She's definitely just the guard. Well, the guard, the front door lady, and she goes, same room as always.
Yep, you know it is. So I'm looking at these clever friends on here, and I'm wondering if I could roll one of these into one of the, like, this person.
Yeah.
Okay. What is a psychonaut?
Hold on, let me pull up your leech, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes more sense. So under your abilities, Tiger, it says, it says La Alchemist and La Artificer. I thought it was just French. I thought I was just being funny.
Oh. No.
A psychonaut is somebody who has delved deep into like the spiritual world and is kind of lost in it, but still exists in our world. So they're just kind of like mentally not quite all there, but they're still physically here.
Because this character I'm imagining is someone that just lets me sit in her bed and cry and she rubs my hair. I don't know if Sakonut makes the most sense there. Maybe a blood dealer. Or a priestess, I guess. But one of those. I don't know which fits best. Maybe Psychonaut?
Do you have a preference?
Not really.
All right. Martha kind of stands aside and she lets you in. Now, the inside of this house is a lot nicer than the outside. It's got some electric lights. It's got some carpeting. It's relatively, I wouldn't say it's like brightly lit, but it's not dark and dingy. It's not like a festering hole in the wall. There's a semblance of it trying to be clean, but it's obviously a very worn out, used place. And Martha, this old kind of wrinkled lady, like leads you up a staircase. And you pass other people, other prostitutes that are in different states of being undressed. Different men who kind of not, like, they don't look at you, but they kind of acknowledge you, like, oh, here we are again, you know. And she leads you to a room towards the end of the hallway. And she goes, Veldrin's in here. You know the rules. You know, if you need anything, just ring the bell. And, you know, try to be nice to her. She's had a rough day of things.
Thank you, ma'am.
And you, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I walk in.
Yeah, the room is relatively nice. It's clean. It doesn't look like it's you know, bed's been made. Everything is, you know, the linens are clean. It's just a very old house. It's a very old room. And sitting on the bed is a very thin, very tall woman with long blonde hair, kind of blue eyes, very pale. And she's just kind of staring at the wallpaper.
Hi, Veldrin. It's me, Charles Ander.
And she turns her gaze at you, but not quite at you, where she's just like a little bit off. And she's like, Charles Ander, I remember you.
Yeah. I come in here every couple of months to get my bearings straight. I haven't seen you in a while. It's been kind of crazy. I just want to sit here and do my usual.
Oh, okay. And she just kind of scoots over on the bed a little bit and still not looking at you, kind of just pats the seat next to her.
Okay, I'll sit in the seat that she patted. Yeah, I blew up a house today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was weird. And I've got these new guys I've been hanging around with. And I think they might be my friends.
Oh, and she smiles. It's always good to have friends.
Yeah. What did Swish do? How much did he follow? Did he get lost?
No, as soon as he's seen you walk into like the house with the red shoes, he kind of just keeps walking.
Okay, so he doesn't know what's going on here.
No.
But he assumes I'm banging.
Yeah.
Nice. But I'm not, because I have a soft, sensitive side, so.
I don't know that.
No, you don't. You're just
I know. Assume I'm a You want dirty me to take dog. My headphones off?
No. No, I'm just kind of de-stressing by being with someone who's nice to me for a little while, because it's been a long time since anyone was really nice to me. I mean, my new friends are pretty nice, I guess, in a weird way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're eating well? Plenty of onions?
Yes, plenty of onions per your instruction. I've been eating onions and I've got some here. Have you heard anything recently about my standing within the hired sex women industry?
I don't leave my room much. Martha might know, but... And she just kind of trails off as if she's, like, heard the ends of another conversation that she's, like, eavesdropping on.
How has it been here?
Sorry. What?
Anything new with you?
Oh, you know how it is. New visitors every day. Some linger, some stay, but most leave. Everyone leaves eventually.
Everyone being good to you?
They try. I don't eat too much. Too many onions. Too many onions in the soup.
Oh, yeah. I bring her like an offering of an onion. It's just like our tradition. and how silly
she
me.
She takes it and
forgot.
She like... She lifts up one of the pillows on the bed and kind of stuffs it underneath. And underneath you can see that there's like already like several onions down there already. She goes, so you like your new friends?
They're pretty nice. They're taking me on adventures. I haven't felt this alive in years. They got me a lab. So that's pretty cool, and I don't have to share it.
All right.
So I'm pretty,
well, that's always good.
I'm pretty happy about that, Veldrin.
Was there anyone... anything go wrong recently? You seem like you like these friends, but it sounds like you're a little depressed.
I tell you, I let myself get away from myself recently, and I went back to the NP.
What?
The nut punching.
Oh.
I know I said I wouldn't do it. Kind of sad. Anymore.
You have to You know, we've talked about this. You have to control your rage a little bit. I know it's hard, especially when people start picking on you or you get in that corner and you just don't think you can get out of, but eventually the nut punching is going to catch up with you. You know it already has.
I know. I just have to trust my brain to work good instead of relying on my fists.
Well, I mean, they call you Chuckles, not Fisticuffs.
I'm not sure I even remember why they call me Chuckles. I think it was a typo.
Oh, hold on. My screen froze and it looked like Brandon was picking his nose.
Better fix that.
Change that. She, as you guys are talking, you know, eventually she'll like kind of come in and out of conversation, but eventually you hear like a small bell within the room kind of chime, and Veldrin kind of cocks her head, and she's like, "Well, unfortunately, I think our time is up right now. I think I have another caller. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Chuckles, before you go?"
If you don't mind, would you give my mom a good old tussle, you know, for old time's sake?
And she's going to reach out, and she doesn't quite hit your head at first. You have to move to kind of get under her arm, and she gives you a little bit of a tussle. Is this your vice? Are you getting stress relief here?
Yes, this is exactly what's going on here.
All right, let's see how well she tussles your hair.
Does visiting this person as a clever friend, is this like investing in that relationship? Is that part of this game?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you need to rely on her for something else, you can. Sorry, okay. If you need to rely on her for other things, you can definitely do that. Go to her.
Okay. I'm just trying to bring in a new friend that maybe she can help us later. Also to relieve stress.
To relieve stress, yeah, you would roll, you roll your lowest, so you don't have anything in resolve, so you'd roll two and then take the lowest amount.
Yeah, there's a couple I have nothing in. Oh, yeah. No, you're saying it's the group.
It's okay. The group, yeah, so you see how, like, insight, you have two, prowess, you have three along the side, that's what you pick. And you pick your lowest. So your resolve is your lowest, which makes sense. You don't.
You're saying I have no charisma.
No, I'm saying that, you know, I would assume resolve, you know, is something like, you know, you act in ways that maybe don't include pinching people in the nuts first. That's more of your prowess.
All right. Oh no.
Ooh, never gonna live that down.
So she really misses you and in fact kind of just pokes you in the eye as she's trying to scrape your hair, rub up your hair. So you're only gonna take one stress, you're gonna reduce one stress.
Oh, but there's still some. Okay, good. This sweet touch of a woman. All right.
But this wasn't quite the, you know, you kind of had to be kicked out. And as the door opens, Martha reappears and she kind of beckons you, and it's, you know, it's your time to leave. And you walk down the stairs and someone else passes you. And again, you don't make any eye contact, but he does go for Veldrin's room. And as you're leaving, as Martha kind of shoos you out the door, she goes, "Chuckles, we got some news the other day."
No. Was it good news?
Listen, well, we're not supposed to allow you in here anymore.
Oh, dear. Is there anything I could do? Any sort of score I could make to get me back in your good graces?
Listen, as long as you don't really... You never pay as it is. You're just,
that's,
you know...
That's not true. I left you come money.
To, you make Veldrin happy, so, you know, keep it on the down low and maybe visit a little less, but you can still sneak in here if you want.
Fair's fair, but you don't know what I did in the last house that crossed me, don't you?
She kind of like and quickly shuts the door. Kind of slams it in your face. And as you turn and leave from the house, Chuckles, you can see Veldrin is standing at the window. And again, not quite staring at you, but you definitely know she's looking at you, if you know what I mean.
Yes. It's love.
Yes. Also, she's blind, so, you know.
Oh. I hadn't noticed.
She actually just can't see you.
Can that be a thing that she's been blind this entire time and I just didn't know?
Yeah, no, that's the way we're playing it now.
That's the gag. That's why you had to like duck your head underneath her hand.
All right. I'm going to walk out of the alley and run into Squish, who lost me but was trying to play it cool, like in the main street.
Well, I didn't lose you.
I mean, on purpose you did.
No, I knew where you were.
Squish. Is that you? Were you following me?
No, I'm just on my way to go work a shift at the Plum.
Suspicious. But I'll allow it.
This is the way to the restroom.
I really don't know where anything is, so that answer is as good as any.
You want to come with?
No, but I will.
You don't have to.
Yeah, what else am I going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I did just see you coming out of a brothel, so...
So you were following me?
No, you walked out and ran into me.
Interesting and suspicious. But yes, right. I'll follow you.
You can walk alongside next to me. You don't have to follow me.
Okay. Sorry. Well, this is awkward. You know, it's always weird when two friends don't hang out with the third. You know what I'm saying?
Who's the third here?
No, the captain would be the third. You know, it's just friends. It feels kind of weird, just me and you. We don't get a lot of alone time. You know, like Elaine and George.
I have no idea what that reference is in part of.
Oh. Right.
But, hey, you want to talk to the lion?
You know what? I forgot about the lion.
I know you did. Everybody did.
Hello, Captain.
He doesn't this thing have on? One.
You're radioing.
He doesn't have one. We only made two, and I got the other one.
Elaine. In the back of Squish's pocket, you hear, hello, Captain, no, are you there?
No, he's under my hat. Oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
he's
under my hat. The radio. Yeah. Wait, can I tune this into the downtrodden toad? Is that how radios work? Not hello, monkeys. Rupert. Monkeys.
You created these. Also, well, his name is Rigney.
Rigney.
Also, I'm not at the toad anymore.
Okay, you could be anywhere. I was only trying to include him on our adventure, but
so Chuckles is doing that. I hear
I'm not at the toad.
I hear him calling out. I pull out the walkie-talkie and go, "This is Rigney," like right in front of him.
Hey, hi, Rigney. Looking for
yes, Captain. This is Rigney.
Yeah, no, that's a weird accent I've never heard you have before. Also, is there an echo in here?
Yeah, probably.
Huh, strange. How about the captain? Do you know where he's at?
The captain who?
The captain, the ghost captain. Everybody knows him. He's the hot new villain, Arching Dr. Venture.
Never heard of him.
Over. Weird. Well, useless as always, Rigney. maybe I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, Captain Clyde,
Chuckles didn't pick up that I was the one that was talking to
him. No, not at all. Wait a second. Okay. Let's ask the lion.
Ask him what?
I'm just saying we should probably have the captain here when we talk to the lion. So maybe the lion can help us communicate with the captain.
He's not a genie.
He's magical. How many wishes do we get?
He's not a genie.
Well, it could be a djinn.
I don't think you're supposed to call him that anymore.
Oh, just ask him. I try to poke up in his head. Is he in there still?
There's just a little paw comes out and swipes.
Oh, like the cat?
Yeah. Sorry. So I pull off my hat, and I reach up and I pull the lion down, and he's sitting in the palm of my hand as we're walking.
God, that thing is ugly.
He can hear you.
He knows he's ugly.
Hey.
I know I'm ugly.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes my first question. How are you liking it up there so far?
Well, smells. But, you know, for the last 1,000 years, I was buried in the sand. So, a change
smells
of pace.
Smells are nice. Yeah. It doesn't smell like onions, which is good for hair.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Never had an onion.
Never?
I don't have a mouth. Well, I do, but not that, you know, doesn't
move.
It's not functional.
Chuckles, give me an onion.
Again,
these aren't functional.
These are my dessert onions.
I don't have taste buds. I am made out of stone and magic.
The man doesn't want to eat.
Well, it's about the gesture.
Listen, Lion, could you bring the captain here? I feel really badly talking about him behind his back.
That is not how the lion works.
Let the lion speak for itself.
I can't summon him. That is just yell really loudly
for him to be able to hear us.
Hey, Captain. Hey, did it work?
Captain, roll perception. See if you heard that.
Daunting perception check. What is the captain even doing? Is he still sleeping?
We don't know.
I know.
Yeah, Captain, what are you doing through all this?
I snuck out the back door and I'm staring at a house and down a street.
Is it a random street?
No, it's not random, but I'm not willing to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. But I'm staring at a house. Kind of like menacingly, I got the whiskey bottle in my hand. I'm just kind of like, yeah, it's not good. I am going through a time.
It's like we all are.
We don't have PTSD
from blowing up that house.
We don't all have nice blind ladies to help us get through this.
Your nice blind lady is a bottle of whiskey and apparently a house.
Apparently a man who punched me for sleeping with his sister.
I got him back for that.
You did?
Yeah, you punched me.
No, I didn't punch you.
Oh, okay.
I punched the other guy. The Marlene's sister. Okay. Or brother. That's who I punched. Why would I punch you?
I made a joke earlier when you you said I punched him and I went, oh.
Oh. Oh, that's a really, really bad callback.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, no one even got it then.
All right. So are we going to go back to talking to the lion? Are we going to go?
Yeah. So I asked the lion.
Go to the pirate.
Not to go to the pirate.
Okay, fine.
Again, summon people.
Really?
I asked the lion what goes really well with tobacco.
You're going to ask him for cooking advice?
Yes.
Is everything about cooking with you?
I'm going to relieve my stress, so yes.
All right. I walk away.
And was it snails? Slugs?
Snails, huh?
I'm going back to the junk fort.
Good. All right. I walk away. Suddenly, Tiger's and his character just completely meshed right there. All right, I'm done. I'm walking away.
It's hard to tell anymore.
So tobacco, paprika, and slugs. You see the lion?
No, it was chili powder, wasn't it? Yeah. Chili powder and tobacco, sorry.
And slugs?
I think that's the... sorry.
Is it about the caviar?
No. Out of character. Sorry, my camera froze. It was slugs at that first soup that...
Eels.
So close.
Yeah, so I want eels, chili powder, and tobacco. What goes really well with that?
Well, let's see. And the lion thinks. His face doesn't move, by the way, when he's talking or thinking. He's just a lion in which a voice comes out of, and he goes, let's see. Smoky, got the heat. You got some slugs. Eels. Lemon.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I tuck them back under my hat.
Is this your hunting animal now?
Huh?
Is your hunting animal a humanoid lion?
No, that's Dee Dee.
I mean, really, we're just walking our way into Ratatouille at this point.
Yeah. We're inching our way there.
It's funny because that's one chick character is from that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she is. Yeah. All right, Squish, so you've made it to the Golden Plum.
I look at Chef Rosalgo. I'm here to impress you and amaze you.
She just like, okay.
She's French.
It goes back to furiously cooking. She's whipping up something. She's whisking. I'm assuming you're in the back, right?
Yeah, I'm in the back.
Right. Are you going to start cooking this? Let me get this right. Tobacco, chili powder?
Chili powder.
Eel and lemon dish.
Yeah.
All right. Go for it.
So I make this eel, chili powder, tobacco, and lemon dish.
What kind of dish you make?
Perfect. You really want to know?
No.
No, I'm just being curious. No.
I grind up the eel with the chili powder and the lemon juice to make like a sausage. And I put it inside of a bun with like a it looks like it's a cigar on top of it.
A crumbled up cigar.
It's a crumbled up cigar.
It's a garnish.
You have to light it on fire first, and then you eat it.
Oh, jeez. All right.
So it tastes like a cigarette butt.
Yeah, except better because it's mixed with eel and lemon
and magic
and chili powder.
All right. So go ahead and roll to see how much stress you take off. So you would roll one because you have one resolve ability or point.
I should have two. I think I got two in sway.
Roll sway.
You just go by the first line.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You see where all those little dots are on the side?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Way.
Oh. Hold on.
Squish.
One, two, three. Ah. Two.
Value.
Well, you take two stress off. Chef Roselle is not a fan. She kind of makes a face. She tries a cup, a little bit of it, and she makes a face, and she's like, I don't think it will go well here, but I'll give it to the rest of the rest of the crew. You know what it is? You may have gotten it well. It's cigar.
I gotta figure that out. You're right. I'll work on that. I'll come back and fix it next time.
You should just extract the nicotine.
But also, didn't we agree you'd get one coin per shift?
No.
Yes.
No.
Did we? I don't know.
We got one coin for blowing up a house, and you get one. You're gonna get an entire coin for mixing garbage. Serving it to Chef Roselle.
Yeah. I'm putting it in the stash.
you serve her a cigarette butt sausage.
Experimentation,
at the Golden Plum, we do not disrespect.
It's like that Family Guy episode where he's like in the 50s, like, do you want cigarettes with your sandwich? What, do I look like a Mary? Yes, I want cigarettes.
We appreciate all sorts of creativity here. Even if, and she spits out and you just see like a little bit of like cigarette wrapper just kind of come out. She's like, even if it disagrees with us.
It's a foil wrapper that they put around the cigar.
Right, the little plastic piece.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Bueno.
New. Bad idea.
Did not like.
I said the next time.
All right. Should we go over to Captain? Captain Clyde, what are you doing? Are you still staring at the house?
So I'm in the exact same position I was, but now I'm standing on the roof of that house looking at the city.
What?
He's brooding?
Yeah.
How did he get up there?
I don't know how I got up there either. I'm just like hanging up there, still at the bottle. Just like
staring at the house. Oh no, that's the city.
Staring at the city. Like a drunk Batman.
Like a drunk Batman in a red frock coat.
The red frock coat.
Captain, I have you already on top of the roof. All right, what are you, what's going on up there, Captain? Give us some details. What's going on in your head?
He's yelling to the ghosts. Respect me!
I'm drunk and confused, and I can't remember where I'm supposed to be. I'm actually a little, I've drank too much tonight for the first time ever in this game. And now I'm like, I can't seem to remember. Like, my amnesia is hitting me hard. And I'm like, it's really bugging me. And for some reason, this house looks very familiar to me, but I don't know why. And it's driving me crazy. And so
are there the lights on in the house or is it empty?
It's empty.
It's empty. Lights out.
And I some for some. I've been trying to attune to ghosts, but I'm just throwing up.
You say throwing up?
Yeah. I'm looking like, so, yeah. Luckily down the gutters.
Alcoholism.
Yeah, this things have taken a dark turn.
While you're busy throwing up, Neelix, your butler, appears beside you.
Neelix! You need another bottle. You're
having one of your episodes again, Master.
It's you know, not my episode. I need more booze. And then maybe I'll remember what the fuck is going on in my life.
Perhaps the answer is not booze tonight, sir. Perhaps it's the booze giving you the saddies and the forgetfulness.
And the fits of vomit.
And the fits of vomit. Well, what do you expect, Neelix? What do you think? What should I do? Should I go back to my friends at the junk fort? Or should I try to remember who exactly I am if I go find my ship, my crew? If I even have one? I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what's going on. Next thing I know, I'm blowing up boats and houses!
Have you tried looking for your ship, sir?
I was in the boatyard the other day. I couldn't see any of it. I didn't see it at all.
What's the name of your boat, sir?
I don't remember.
Neelix was the cabin boy. Canonically.
Neelix. Do you remember the name of the boat?
Things are fuzzy in the afterlife, sir. Are easy to forget. Things like names of ships or your life before you died. And I just don't recommend it, sir. In which case, I also don't recommend standing up on this precarious rooftop in the rain while you're half-wasted.
I'm a little more than half-wasted.
I was being generous.
All right. So I start sliding down the gutter pole. I'm going to roll for that, just to be fair.
To be fair.
I'm going
to
say that's finesse, right?
Yeah.
And then what do you think? What do you no modifiers because I'm pretty drunk. Should I have anything?
You know what? I was going to say maybe take negative one because, you know, you are drunk, but maybe that'll make you more flexible.
Negative one?
Less likely to injury.
Yeah, it'll make it hurt less.
Yeah, so you know what? Today. Just roll just straight finesse. I think it balances itself out at this point.
Partial success.
You fall down the drain pipe without breaking any limbs, but you definitely fall in some mud.
Into a bucket of nails.
Did I break my bottle of whiskey?
No.
So I turn over and I just laying in the mud, just start drinking my whiskey.
Neelix very gentlemanly floats down like at a very even pace, just has a clear distinction between how foolish that was. And he lands beside you and he's like, he just gives a deep sigh. Really, sir?
Neelix, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I can keep, you're the only ghost I can control these days. And let's be honest, you're just doing it because you're a good friend and butler.
Yes, a good friend and butler. And cabin boy, and definitely not condemned to stay beside your side for the rest of all time.
I mean,
it's truly a personal choice that I've made.
I mean, it's a personal choice we made together.
Yes, sir. If you say so, sir.
I get up, and I'm starting to feel a little better already. Let's go find the lads. Maybe I can ask that lion about who I am or what happened to my ship or what happened to me in the ocean. Where's in my crew and anything? Also, maybe he can direct me to another bottle.
All right. You're going back to the junk fort. Is everyone consent going back to the junk fort?
Oh, I went to the junk fort instead of the mold and plum.
Okay. Captain's going to the junk fort. Squishy going to the junk fort?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you all convene back at the junk fort. Chuckles, you still have one downtime activity if you'd like to use it.
Wait, everyone had two?
Yeah.
Yeah, Squish made the walkie-talkies and he went to the Golden Plum. Captain just had his drinking and he had his moment up in the on the roof.
Right. All right, I have a crazy idea, but it just might work.
Okay.
It just
might not.
It might not work either, but I would like to look out the window and there's crows, probably, maybe ravens out there. Mm-hmm. And I would like to attach a note to a raven's leg and go, oh, get out here. Go, get. And it's a message for takeout to my boy, Uncle Frunkle. Is that allowable?
All right.
Because I don't really want to leave the junk for
it. I thought his name was just Uncle.
Oh, yeah, Uncle. I'm sorry. Uncle Tio. No, what's his name?
No, his name was just Uncle.
I mean, I've been calling him Uncle.
No, I think canonically his name is Uncle.
No, he has a name.
It's Uncle Uncle.
No, it's not Uncle Uncle. What's his goddamn name? I'm going to cheat and look over here. Oh, he's not in here.
It's Skylock. What the
fuck is that guy's name?
Skylock.
That's it. Schluck.
Oh.
Schluck. That's how it's spelled, but yeah, Skylock. Schluck. Skylock. Is this to get food? To, like, lower your stress or to heal?
Yeah, it's to get... I'm hoping that he can just put, like, a can of, you know, some animal food on the back of the raven and send it back. All right. To eat with my friends.
About a half hour later. About a half hour later, you hear a tapping. Well, you don't have any windows, but you hear a tapping on the wood beside the door frame. And a very large bird, a raven, kind of steps out and kind of like cocks his head. And along his on his foot is a small bag that you can open up.
Oh, a little baggie. A little baggie. Pouch.
And inside are some cans of indistinguishable nature.
Just cans with no labels on them.
Yeah, they're just plain cans.
Yeah, well, fair is fair. Beggars can't be choosers, and I snap and right into that Slim Jim.
Do you want to take off your healing? Roll for healing.
So I have a choice between healing and stress.
You can do either.
Then I will do healing of harm.
Yes. So you roll and how many points you heal, and I think it's the same thing where you choose your least,
the lowest one.
Consort.
Yeah. Consort.
Oh, nice.
Five. Nice. Okay. Roll. So hold on, let me pull up your thing.
I've got a lot of room.
Okay, so you get 5 points of healing, so you that covers up one healing clock, and you can get rid of one of your lower level harms.
So I have to keep the cracked ribs at level two?
That can lower one level, right?
You can lower one level if you have one level to but you don't. You have a... Yeah.
All right, well then I guess I'll clear one of these bruised ribs / bruise eco.
And then because you healed up your clock, you can reset it, and then you have 3 more spaces to fill in.
Ah, I see. 1, 2, 3. All right. And that's for the next roll.
Yeah.
Does All anybody right,
well,
want
Captain,
some of this?
You managed.
It's pretty good.
No.
No? You sure? Captain?
No, I'm good. I'm in my corner.
Dee Dee. You want some of this?
You want a bite, bud?
Dee Dee takes like a fingerful. He just kind of scoops it up on his hand and sticks it in his mouth and makes a horrible face and kind of screams a little bit like monkeys do. And
yeah, it's pretty
just
good, right?
Sits back in his corner pouting.
It's a good shit.
Lights up another cigarette.
Well, you're all back in the junk fort.
I think we got a lot accomplished.
It feels good to be here with you guys, you know, really relaxing, getting to know each other more a little bit. You know, we're going to sleep like rocks.
You left as soon as you found out I was going to the restaurant.
Yeah, I didn't want to know that much about you. I really just wanted to be home, and I'm being polite now.
Yeah, well... How polite were you at the whorehouse?
Excuse me. They are women.
How polite were you at the women of the night house?
Very. You have no idea how polite I was.
I don't think that's why you should go there.
To be polite.
That's not why that's not why one goes to a lady of the evening's house.
No, I went there to relieve some stress, and I did. So get off my back, will you?
All right. You said
I accept your defense.
All right. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Yeah, Captain, you look like you tied one on.
A little bit too much tonight, my lad.
Yeah. Could you please, I know this is technically against the rules, but will you vomit in the hole from now on? You're kind of getting
what?
You're kind of getting it all over.
That's the monkey.
Dee Dee. Is that you?
He bares his teeth.
She.
That means it's true.
She.
Is it she?
I don't know. Andy said that earlier.
I did say she, but I can't remember if we established if it was a boy or girl earlier. I can't.
Did you assume his gender?
No.
Oh, how dare you? Sorry, terrible.
His gender?
There.
Have you taken? I don't think anyone's taken the pants off the monkey yet to determine if it is, you know.
No, it's really male awkward. Or female. It's really awkward for all of us. Nobody really wants to do it,
especially since he has pants.
Right. He's got to figure it out. Well, good night.
Well, we had a good night. Oh, you know. Oh, good. Good.
Good.
I lay on the drapes next to Dee Dee, and after about a minute, I go, "Hey, Captain." It was the monkey. It was the monkey.
Hey, how's that humanoid lion doing you?
Oh, yeah, I gotta say goodnight to the lion. For some reason, I fall asleep with my hat on.
Yeah. So, toss me the lion.
No. So I take my hat off, I put the lion on the windowsill next to me, and go, "Good night, buddy."
Good night.
Do you kiss him?
No. Have you seen nothing?
Yes. Lion!
They're horrifying.
Yes?
Yeah.
Where's my ship and crew?
Have you checked the harbor?
Yes.
Have you talked to the Port Authority?
No.
I think they're mad at us.
We did blow up a ship in their port, and they are the authority of said port.
I believe we killed a sailor, too.
Oh, excuse me, a sailor or two.
Did you ask nicely?
No.
Are you my mother?
Well, I mean, I think that'd probably be the best way to start is to ask someone about your boat. You don't remember the name?
Do you remember what happened to my ship?
I've been under a pile of rocks for like 1,000 years. I don't remember anything.
Damn it! Why do we steal this talking lion anyway?
Why did anybody ever want this lion?
Why did what?
Anybody ever want this lion? Useless.
You can ask it questions that it might.
Yeah,
that
it gives it you half lie answers. To you.
It only knows questions that it knows, or it doesn't know anything extra.
It can answer any question that I know the answer to, and I have not lied to you once.
You've been buried in a desert for 1,000 years. Your information is useless. It's stale. It's bunk. And you're ugly.
He ain't lying.
I can't defend you on that, Lion. You're not particularly attractive.
Oh. Well, that's okay.
But I still appreciate you.
Thanks. Everybody comes in different sizes or shapes.
I take a cigarette from Dee Dee and lay it in front of the lion.
He doesn't take it, but his silence is appreciative.
By tomorrow morning, it'll be gone.
Because Dee Dee wakes up every hour for a smoke.
Like John Mellencamp.
What?
John Mellencamp, he loves cigarettes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had a heart attack when he was like 45.
He's 45?
No, he was when he had a heart attack.
Oh.
He had a heart attack?
Well, good night.
You guys all curl up into your corners and you start to gently fall asleep. And maybe in the middle of the night or maybe just after you guys have fallen asleep, the lion just kind of staring out the window and quietly says to himself, "Cute. I'm going to kill all of you."
Oh, but none of us heard that.
Except Dee Dee,
who was on her smoke break. Her smoke break from sleeping.
But unfortunately doesn't speak English.
She's out on the front deck smoking a cigarette.
Dee Dee's just like,
Dee Dee heard that and go, huh?